9 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 31, Pretoria 33, Rustenburg 32. Johannesburgse nooddienste sê hy het 'n brand in die vroeë oggendure geblus naby Boysens. Dit volg oproep van 'n brand by 'n chemikaliefabriek. Nooddienste woordvoerder Nana Radeba Kagiba sê geen beserings is aangemeld nie.
The City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Services responded to a structural fire at Springfield near Boysens just before 4 a.m. this morning. On arrival, firefighter crews found the building well alive. It is a factory that manufactures flammable liquid. Fortunately, there are no casualties reported and the fire has been put out.
Al vier beskuldigdes in die Lusikisiki massamoorde verskyn weer op die 26 November in die plaaslike Landdroshof. 18 mense het gesterf toe 'n groep mans op 28 September in Lusikisiki op familielede in twee huise losgebrand het. Volgens die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag en die Oos-Kaapse woordvoerder, Leo Lotali, sal die beskuldigdes in aanhouding bly.
We think that they made a correct decision in deciding not to apply for bail because it would have been a waste of court's time. They had previous convictions, so they knew that even if they attempt to apply for bail, we are going to successfully oppose that.
Eskom sê beerkrag bly opgeskort weens verbeterende opwerkingskapasiteit. Vandag merk 207 dae sonder beerkrag. Eskom woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena.
While load shedding remains suspended, Eskom continues to face network overloading issues in certain local areas due to illegal connections, vandalism, meter tampering, unauthorized network operations, theft of network equipment and purchasing electricity from unlicensed vendors.
En die militante groep Hamas het bevestig sy leier Yahya Sinwar is dood na 'n aanval deur Israel. Daar word beweer dat Sinwar die meesterbrein agter die Oktober 7 aanval op Israel was. Willem Els van die Instituut vir Sekuriteitsstudies sê die rigting van die konflik sal deur Sinwar se opvolger bepaal word.
Dit hang natuurlik af wie aangewys gaan word as sy opvolger en wat daai persoon se houding teenoor dit sal wees. Maar as dit dan natuurlik gebeur as daar meer gematigde leier aan boord kom, dan kan dit die vredesproses bespoedig en ook natuurlik die vrylating van die gijslaars.
Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour, Johannesburg EMS response to fire at chemical factory.
Sheesh, that's a scary one. Hey, before I let you go, because I know you've got to go write the 10 o'clock news and get ready for that one, here's a really, really weird fact about this day in history. World War II officially ended with the signing of the Declaration of Peace with Japan in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the Western War in Europe had already ended pretty much. What was that? 44, I think it was. In which year, because it obviously happened on this day, in which year did the United States of America officially end their state of hostilities with Germany after World War II? Give me a year.
47, I would say.
How about 6 years after the hostilities ended? Just in case. This day, 1951, what? America said, okay, you're good to go. Yes, well. Ooh, boy. Further details in the news, you know how to get it.
Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Saturdays, 7 to 10. Jacaranda FM.
Go! New truck, big lift, old roads, we been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back